This morning I have a story for you that was called Terry's Temptation. And Terry was a little girl, and there was something that she really, really wanted to do. She wanted to join a little brownie troop. But there was a problem. To join the brownie troop, you had to have some extra funds because there was uniforms to buy and different things that they need to do and pay their club dues and things. And the problem was that she had five brothers and a sister, so there were seven kids. And Dad said, I just can't afford that. It's enough, you know, for me to be able to have us a place to live, put food on the table, and get you kids clothes to wear. And so Terry was disappointed, but Dad, she said, well, what if I raise the money myself? And Dad said, well, that, you know, if you could do that, but he said, but I want you to do honest work. Oh, okay, Daddy. Well, she started thinking of some things she could do, and then she started to think of something that was more of a temptation. And she thought of it more and more when she was in school, because on teacher's desk, there was a jar. And in that jar were pennies and nickels and dimes, because the class had a little project. There was a beautiful picture that someone had seen, and teacher had seen it, and they wanted to buy it to have to hang in their classroom. And so everybody, as they could, was bringing their pennies and their nickels and their dimes, and they were putting that money in the jar. And then once a week, teacher, she had a place on the blackboard. This is back in the days when there were still blackboards. She'd put each week how much was in the jar. So she'd count it in front of everybody and write it down. Well, on this day, teacher took everything out, and they counted it, and there was $3.75. And Terry, her temptation grew, because $3.75 was exactly what she would need to cover everything so she could join the brownie troop. So she started to think about it, and then part of her, she would kind of hear a little voice, no, Terry, that's not right. Remember, Daddy said you could get the money, but you need to earn it honestly. And now she just kept thinking about how badly she wanted to join that brownie troop. And so she came up with a little plan. That day, she made sure to hang around school longer and for everybody to leave the classroom and make sure that nobody could see her. And she went into the classroom, and she had her little purse with her, and she dumped all those coins into her purse. And she took it, and she went home. And then she started to think, oh, no, you know, what if somebody, one of my classmates sees all these coins and stuff? So she took it, she kind of hid it at home. And then the next day at school, teacher came in and found the empty jar. And they talked about that, oh, somebody must have broken in here last night, and they took all of our money, and we were so close to being able to get that picture. And Terry was sitting there, and she just kept being quiet. And then she went home that day, and she kept thinking about those coins. And so then she went and took the coins, and she went to her dad and said, Dad, do you have $3 bills? Because she thought, you know, it would lessen her conscience if she had, you know, $3 bills instead of somebody seeing all those coins. And Dad said, well, where did you get that much money? Oh, my teacher gave it to me. And my friend Ann gave me some so that I could join the brownie troop. And Dad kind of looked at her, and then Mom came in. And Mom looked at her, and she came up with this whole story again, that teacher gave her the money, and her friend gave her the money. And Mom said, well, I should call them and thank them. Oh, no, Mom, that's okay. They don't want anybody to know. They don't want anybody to know, so don't make a big deal of it. And you know how moms are. Mom looked at her, and Mom could tell that something was up for sure. So later, when Terry didn't see Mom went and she called up teacher, and teacher said, no, I didn't give her any money. And she called up, and I think she called Ann's mom first, and Ann's mom said, no, Ann didn't give her any money. She called up teacher, and teacher said, no, and then teacher told her how there was $3.75 missing from the jar at school. So then Mom went back to Terry, and she said, do you know, Terry, the Bible, there's a verse that says, be sure your sin will find you out. And Terry says, ah, I know. And so they talked about it, and she knew, first of all, she needed to ask forgiveness from Jesus, and she needed to ask forgiveness from her parents, and she needed to ask forgiveness from Anne and the teacher, and then the whole class. But Terry had that experience, and all throughout her life, that was one thing she was never tempted to do again. She was never tempted to steal. And I always, when I was reading this story, I think also how when we tell one little lie or do one little thing, then she had to keep making up another one and another one and another one and another one. So it's always best that even sometimes when we choose to do the wrong thing, to confess quickly and get that part over with. Because otherwise you dig yourself deeper and deeper and deeper.